first scheme that I became aware of that was harvested was back in 2005, and I didn't become aware of it till much later, 2007. And at that stage I heard that because the yields were so disappointing...
This is the yield of timber?
Yeah, the yields. The first scheme that I ever saw that the harvest results for, and it yielded less than half of what was predicted, and they had to organise an associated company to buy the timber in order to inflate the prices received so that the investors wouldn't feel too aggrieved. This was a great southern scheme in Western Australia. But by the time they harvested this crop, this was 2005, 2006, 2007, it's when MA schemes were rampant here in Tasmania, and guns and forest enterprises were out there buying rural land and carboning the place with eucalyptus nightens.
So then, is it fair to say this gave lie to what the prospectuses said in the schemes that were being rolled out at that stage?
It certainly created a lot of doubt in my mind. And because I was a tree grower too, I knew that the growth rates being achieved by these other schemes weren't anywhere near what they said.
When did you start to think, how long before it all falls over?
Well, I was pretty sure in 2008, when Great Southern showed signs of real distress, that the end was pretty close. They would have been in trouble at least 12 months before that, and it finally became public they were struggling financing their continuing operations.
So then how fair are the claims that it was world economic conditions that were responsible for the failure of these managed investment tree schemes?
No, I don't believe it. I believe the two just happened to coincide. I don't think it was causal. I don't think the global financial crisis caused it. The die had already been cast well before.
You're a public policy analyst. In terms of government policy, what are the lessons for you from this?
Well, to start with, managed investment schemes as they were run is an awfully expensive way for governments to encourage a plantation industry. That's basically the lesson. And for investors, beware.
Is your view that governments should have a role, and if so, what in the future?
Well, yes, I believe if the market's not working properly, the governments do have a role. But it could have been done at a much cheaper cost to government and with a much more effective result. In fact, there was a 2005 inquiry by Treasury that released some draft rulings that laid down, you know, a possible path, and that actually growing on suitable sites and the water catchment issues and so on and so forth, and that would have led to a much more sustainable and profitable industry all round.
So then leave the funds out of it, leave the accountants and the advisors?
Absolutely, absolutely. They should have bypassed all those people. They could have achieved a much better result bypassing those people completely.